The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to the 4 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for putting up with me. Thank you for enduring my little rants occasionally. And I mean that. Thank you. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Unfortunately, I did not have enough time to finish the rant that I was in the middle of before the top of the hour break. And let me finish that little rant, and then we'll go on to some other things, all right? We were talking about this thing of masks, the controversy about masks. Now, listen, there is no settled science on this issue. If you do a little bit of time researching on the internet, you can find a number of well-researched, peer-reviewed articles that say if we could only all wear masks, we could do away with this COVID-19 thing in no time at all. If we could just get everybody to wear masks, this thing would just go away. You can find an equal number of well-respected, well-researched, peer-reviewed articles that say the masks don't do anything. The only thing they do is make you feel good, and they could cause more harm than good because people don't know how to use them. People touch their face more. They wear the mask for days on end, and they get filled with germs and bacteria, and then they put the mask back on. It deprives you of oxygen because you're breathing back your own carbon dioxide, and on and on and on and on. So here's the bottom line. We don't really know. We don't. Now, most people have made up their mind, one way or the other. Masks are great. Masks are needed. We all need to wear them. Or it's all a hoax. It's all government control. It's all a massive conspiracy. And if you wear a mask, you are doing nothing but buckling under to a repressive government. Okay. I'm somewhere in the middle. I don't know whether they help or not. Most of the people I see wearing them don't do it right. I see all kinds of people with the mask down below their nose. Hello, doesn't help. I see people riding around in their cars all alone with the windows up and they got a mask on. Really? Seriously? So the opinion is all over the place on the masks. So, do your research, come to your own conclusion, but let me repeat what I said. For me, it is not a hill to die on. So I'm pleading with you, quit judging people who disagree with you on the mask thing. All right? Whatever side you're on, tolerate the people on the other side. Quit using it as a source of pride, virtue. Just stop it. All right. And then one other thing on that. I saw on Facebook, it's someone who's one of my friends, but because I do a radio program, I would say three-fourths of my friends on Facebook, I have no idea who they are. I don't. Not my fault. It's not their fault. I'm a public personality. So people request to be friends. So anyway, I don't even know probably the majority of my friends on Facebook. Okay? So I don't think it was yesterday. I think it was the day before. Someone on my Facebook wall went on a rant about their church. Their church decided to request that people wear masks at the church. The pastor of the church issued a plea. Hey, we're going to open up. We're going to use social distancing, but we're going to request that when you come to church, you wear a mask. All right, this person on Facebook called the pastor a coward, a government something, I don't know, and they said, you know, we used to love this church, but we will never go back. We will, and here's what really got to me. We will never go back to a church where the pastor is too cowardly to preach the truth. And the issue was masks. Can you give me a chapter and verse for that? You know, where it definitively tells you in Scripture whether you should wear a mask or not because the government said that you should. For this individual, this had become a gospel issue. And because their pastor requested that people wear a mask, their pastor was now a coward and was too afraid to preach the truth. And we're not going to go to a church where a coward is the pastor. I thought, you idiot. These are difficult times for pastors. They're not, hey, listen, pastors can never please everybody, okay? We know that. That's, you know, so the worst thing you can do as a pastor, in my opinion, is do a survey in the church and do whatever the most people want to do. Bad, bad, bad. You got to spend some time in the book, spend some time on your knees, pray, ask God for wisdom, and do what you believe is right. First, to honor God, and secondly, what's best for your congregation. And then make a decision and stick with it. And just understand some people are not going to like what you decided. Now, there are reasons to leave a church. False doctrine. Sexual immorality of the pastor or leadership, misappropriation of funds. I mean, there are reasons to leave a church. The church's position on wearing masks is not one of them. What a ludicrous, ridiculous reason to leave a church. Because they decided they should wear masks or they decided not to wear masks. As I said before the break, there are serious issues that churches have got to face. This coming Sunday, thousands and thousands of churches in California are going to have to decide whether they're going to obey government or whether they're going to open up their churches. Churches in California were opened, but the governor this past week said, nah, we're closing them down again. You cannot meet inside at a church. Cannot do it. Thousands and thousands of pastors this coming Sunday are going to have to make a decision about whether to obey government or whether to open up. Pray for them. And there will be good, godly men who will come out on both sides of that issue. Good, godly men will come out on both sides of that issue. Pray for your church. Pray for your pastors. These are tough, difficult times. We certainly should not be divided about masks. Much, much, much more important things to deal with. All right. Rant is over. We'll take a break and be back.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live. Just before the break, I said my rant was over. Well, kind of, sort of. My rant about masks, wear them, not wear them, and so forth, that's over. All right? And my plea again is stop judging other people on this mask issue. Okay? Just stop it. You've come to the conclusion what you feel about it. Fine. That's great. Stop judging other people. Something much, much more important, and that is the necessity of meeting together as a congregation. Now, before the break, I told you to pray for pastors in California. Fortunately, pastors here in Ohio are not facing exactly the same circumstances. Here in Ohio, you know, like Governor DeWine or hate him, believe that he has done everything right or everything's wrong or somewhere in between, Governor DeWine from the very beginning has understood that churches have a constitutional right to meet, and it is up to the church to determine whether they're going to meet in person or not. Most churches in Ohio, when this whole COVID-19 thing first hit, most churches decided we're not going to meet together. We're going to meet online, and then many churches went to drive-in services. They became very creative and so forth. And then they little by little by little began opening up. Most of the churches here in Ohio that I am familiar with have inside services. Now, some churches that only had one service have gone to 2, 3, 4 services in order to handle social distancing and so forth. Other churches have opened up inside and also drive-in services. They're doing both. Most churches in Ohio have opened up to some extent or another. And the government here in Ohio has never forbid it. California, the governor has said no, zero, zip, zilch, none, nobody meeting inside after they had opened up. So church is going to have to decide what to do. Other churches have just decided, worshiping together really isn't that important. What? What do you mean getting together is not that important? I came across a headline this morning that absolutely shocked me, and I did not believe it was correct because the headline was at CNN. Headline, megachurch pastor says worship services are not essential. That's a quote from Andy Stanley, pastor of one of the largest churches in the country down in Georgia. And I thought, once again, CNN has misrepresented. No. I have an audio quote from Andy Stanley in a CNN interview from yesterday. Now, please keep in mind, this is the lead pastor, senior pastor of one of America's largest churches. I want you to hear what Andy Stanley has to say. Here it is.
One of the largest megachurches in the country, North Point Ministries, has just said that it is suspending all in-person worship for the rest of the year. This is a church with 7 locations in and around Atlanta, ministering to more than 30,000 people every Sunday. It does not go unnoticed when a pastor with your reach says that he can't keep his congregation safe. What are you seeing that led you to this decision?
Well, first, Kate, thanks for having me on. This really was the context of our decision was we want to love our neighbors. We want to be a good neighbor and we want to love our neighborhoods and we're for our communities and we don't want to accidentally do something to our communities. And you understand this, your viewers understand this. We have to go to the grocery store. We have to go to the drugstore. We have to go to work. We don't have to go to church. So we have chosen to bring church to the people in our community, actually people all over the world. And this is a temporary shutdown, but the church isn't shut down. It's just our Sunday morning services. So this really was about the health of our congregation, but not just our congregation. This was about the health of our entire community.
And, you know, I have heard.
All right. You have to go to the grocery store. You have to go to Home Depot. You have to go to Lowe's. But you don't have to go to church. Now, the interview goes on for about 4 minutes, and I didn't want to take the time to go through the whole interview, but I'm not taking him out of context. He literally said, going to church is not essential. The interviewer says, well, there's a big debate about what is essential and what is not essential. Grocery stores have been determined essential. Are you saying that church is not essential? He says, nope. Nope. We can worship in many other ways. We don't need to get together. Now, I understand fully that most of the churches here in Ohio shut down for several weeks, and we all worshiped online, and then drive-in and so forth. But folks, God designed the church to be together as a fellowship. Koinonia, that's what it's all about. A people gathering together, fellowshipping together. That is what the church is all about. I've said this over and over again. There is no such thing as an online church. Can you worship online? Yes, you can, if it's essential, if that's the only way you can. But that is not God's perfect plan. When I heard Andy Stanley say that, I thought about the people I interviewed in Russia several years ago who were in Russia during the days of the old Soviet Union. And those people risked their lives. That's not an exaggeration. They risked their lives to meet together in secret, but they believed it was essential that they meet together. Today, people in China are risking their lives to meet together in person. Sure, they could meet online, but they want to meet together. People in Nigeria that I interviewed a few years ago, every time they gathered together, they were risking their lives. I interviewed people in Cambodia a few years ago who risked their lives during Pol Pot to meet together in an assembly, and many of them died. That, my friends, is a hill to die on. We temporarily shut down the churches. I get that. I understand it. And I did not disagree with that. But we cannot continue that way. God designed us for fellowship together. That is a part of what the church is all about. Our churches are far more essential than Kroger's or Home Depot or Lowe's, and certainly more than the liquor store. That is a hill to die on.